It's Mixed Community Connection. My name is Susan Korgel, and today I'm joined with Bryn Brazington, Community Development Manager for the American Cancer Society, and Valerie Gold-Rios, Survivor. Thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Susie.
So, Bryn, tell us a little bit about the American Cancer Society and your role.
So American Cancer Society serves a world of survivors offering services. So we have Hope Lodge, which is it offers free lodging to those going through treatment. Mm-hmm. And then we have our Road to Recovery service, which offers rides to treatment for patients who don't have access, so whether they are unable to operate their cars or if they don't necessarily have caregivers that can provide them rides to their chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. And then we have Reach to Recovery, which is a support hotline, 1-800-227-2345. And so that offers care, support, encouragement, and medical advice over the phone.
Wow. Okay. How did you start with the with your role and where you're at?
So I joined the American Cancer Society back in May of this year, and I have been overseeing the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk here in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And it's really just been a privilege to interact with breast cancer survivors. And then we just recently had our survivor breakfast on September 29th, where we were able to offer a free breakfast and kind of spa pampering experience for our survivors at the Citrus Club in downtown Orlando.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's really been an amazing experience being able to be a part of what the American Cancer Society is doing here in Orlando.
Okay. And I'm not sure, or I'm not familiar with your background and what you were doing prior to this, but what stuck out to you to want to be a part of the American Cancer Society?
So my background is also in nonprofit, mm-hmm. But something unique about the American Cancer Society is that they're offering life-giving resources and life-saving resources. So there are so many amazing charities and amazing missions out there, and there's nothing wrong with identifying mm-hmm. with another mission, but that's just something that really stuck out to me. And then, you know, my personal tie. I have family who is currently going through breast cancer treatment, mm-hmm. as well as other family members who I've unfortunately lost to other kinds of cancer. So just the personal tie, as well as the potential to reach so many in our community, it's something that really drew me to the American Cancer Society as a whole.
Nice. Okay. Now, Valerie, you are a new survivor, and I want to thank you so much for being here. And tell us a little bit about your journey and how the American Cancer Society helped you.
First of all, I'm very pleased to be here. My journey started in a year ago. As a matter of fact, today is 1 year from my first chemo treatment.
Wow.
So it is a celebration for me today, so really thank you for having me here as well with Bryn.
Definitely.
Everything was perfectly fine, very healthy. Had a mammogram December 2016, every year. And then all of a sudden I started noticing, feeling a little different. And I thought, well, maybe it's because I'm training for my first marathon. I was up to 8 miles, everything was going great. Had a doctor's appointment in August of 2017, and then it was in September of 2018, right as Hurricane Irma was coming through, that I did feel a lump. And for somebody who is perfectly healthy, that's when I discovered and started my breast cancer journey, and it was in September of 2017.
Tell us a little bit the worries and the thoughts that first crossed your mind when you weren't feeling well, and then did you suspect that it could be anything like this?
No, I didn't, because as cliche as it may sound, we never think it's going to happen to us.
Right.
There was something that was bothering me in my right breast, but I thought cancer didn't hurt, which was another myth that's out there mm-hmm. that we read about. So I didn't investigate it further. And I was feeling tired. I did have a mother who was getting ill at the time. So I thought it was just stress.
Right.
So there was every time I was considering heading in that direction, there could be something going on. And at the same time, I was making excuses to why it wasn't.
Yeah. Now, what were your first thoughts when you got diagnosed?
My first thoughts when I got diagnosed were, number one, who's going to take care of my mother? The second feeling was, I haven't done everything I wanted to do yet. The third was, how am I going to make it through this? Where am I going to get my strength? I know absolutely nothing about breast cancer. Where do I go? Where do I start? Who do I call? And how do I proceed from here?
Wow. How did you get in touch with the American Cancer Society, and how did they help you?
Their support groups, they have an excellent program. They have support groups. The volunteers and the people at the American Cancer Society reach out to you, and they give you all the information that you need as far as the resources that are available, if there's any questions you have. So they're there for you at any point in time. Mm-hmm. They're sending you information through the mail, and it's a nice coordination between the hospitals and the American Cancer Society. They do work hand in hand with one another.
Okay, so that helped you a lot throughout the whole year, obviously.
They do, and it's, and you know, because it's free and because it's available, there's no pressure. So you can pick and choose on what you are interested in, what further research you need, and you kind of take that from there. So it's not something that you have to get involved with. It's something that you can pick and choose, and if you need the support, they do have the look good, feel better. So it enables you to participate and learn about what's coming down the pipeline, because one of the things that everybody says is, you know, the hair, the looks, what's going to happen to me, how am I going to feel? And there are people there and volunteers who have been through it that mm-hmm. are assisting you the whole way.
So you've made quite a few friends by being a part of this.
I've met a lot of people along
okay.
the way.
All
yes.
Right.
Yes, I've met some wonderful
people.
You
feel alone.
You never feel alone, and that's one of the benefits, is that in this you never walk alone. It's a very lonely feeling, mm-hmm. and at the same time, knowing that the community support is there, you never walk alone.
Okay, perfect. Bryn, tell us a little bit about Making Strides and what it is about and how everybody can get involved.
Sure. So Making Strides Against Breast Cancer has been around on a national level for 26 years, and the Orlando event is going on its 22nd year, coming up on the 27th of
wow.
this month. Yeah, so we have over 55,000 participants. We are the largest in the nation.
Wow.
Yeah, and we've raised over $730,000 last year for breast cancer research grants mm-hmm. and treatments that I spoke about earlier. So we are basically expecting a large crowd this year down at Lake Eola Park on the corner of Robinson Street and Eola Drive. We're going to have some pre-walk festivities starting as early as 7 a.m. and then the walk official start is 9 a.m. and it is a 5K walk, and it should be a lot of fun and just a special time to celebrate breast cancer survivors like Valerie here, and also invite all of the survivors' caregivers to come, because we have treatments for them as well, just to make them
right.
feel special and cared for and supported as well.
Now, aside from the walk, before I forget, not only do you have resources for the patients, but you have resources for the caregivers and family members as well, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, so on cancer.org, we have a ton of resources available specifically for caregivers,
mm-hmm.
Just because that's something that people might not always think about. Basically, the strain mentally and physically of not only hearing that your loved one has been diagnosed with a horrible disease, but then, you know, the months, the years that follow, just worrying for them,
mm-hmm.
Sleepless nights, not knowing how to answer questions, really wanting to do more than you know you can, especially if
right.
you don't have a medical background. So knowing that you don't have to have all the answers, but you do have the American Cancer Society. You have that hotline that you can call when you wake up at 3 a.m, you don't know what to do, you're scared.
Wow.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
That's awesome.
That hotline's available for you.
And nobody gets turned away.
That's right.
That's awesome.
We're fully staffed, ready to take calls and live chats at all time.
So I'll tell you what, I don't have any cancer in my family right now, but there's been times where my sick parents, something's going on and I'm like, what do I do? And I don't have anybody to call. Mm-hmm. So to know that something like that is available for cancer patients and their caregivers and family members, that's awesome.
That's right, yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that. See, I didn't know that.
Right.
So I'm glad that we even covered that. What kind of festivities or what can we expect at the walk?
So it's a very family-friendly event. We've got mm-hmm. everything from face painting, photo ops. We're going to have a hair coloring tent that we're working on right now. and then we have Florida Hospital's Eden Spa. They're doing pink lips in the survivor area. They're doing other spa services like they offered at our survivor breakfast, just to make sure that everyone is having a great time. And they're well taken care of. And then, of course, we'll have all of our resources. We have our mission tents, so we'll have materials on screening guidelines, how to get involved if you're interested in being a road to recovery driver, like I spoke about earlier, mm-hmm. helping survivors get access to their treatment, or ACS CAN, which is our advocacy arm of the American Cancer Society to help with legislation.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So all the information is going to be over there when you get there in booths, obviously,
that's
right?
Right.
So for people that can't make it, they can find all this information on the site as well.
That's exactly right. So on a national level, it's cancer.org. Mm-hmm. But if you want to learn specifically about making strides at against breast cancer Orlando, you just go to orlandostrides.com.
Okay.
You can find all those resources there, and you can sign up as a team if you want to start your fundraising. Or you can just sign up as a participant as well.
Okay.
But everyone's welcome to come out and walk with us on October
27th. And it's all ages.
That's right.
Okay. What's the registration fee?
It's free.
Okay.
It's completely free to register for our walk, and it's just a $100 fundraising minimum if you want a t-shirt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I assume that there's many companies that sign up and make their own teams. Does anybody dress up?
You better believe it. We have a ton of fun things. We have everything from tutus to pink hair. I know a lot of people actually decorate bras, and they wear that on event.
Cool.
They have their dogs wearing the bras as well. So it's a lot of fun, yeah.
Okay, so animals are encouraged to come.
Yeah, animals are welcome as long as they're okay with large crowds. Like I said, mm-hmm. it is 55,000 or more people, but we have a doggy water stop along the route, so we'll be handing out Chewy-branded dog bowls and treats and everything like that.
That's so cool. And it's not timed. It's just
a walk.
It's
not. Okay. Exactly. No pressure at all. You don't have to train to come. It's just a walk, 5K walk along the historic neighborhoods of Lake Eola Park.
Okay, perfect. Is there going to be any room for parking, or do you encourage parking anywhere specifically?
So parking is available all over the city. A majority of lots and garages are charging $5.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind. And we are working out parking for our volunteers. That's something that's ongoing.
Okay. How does one become a volunteer? I'm sure it's maybe too late to volunteer for Making Strides, but maybe for future events?
Right. So we have plenty of events available at the American Cancer Society. And if you just reach out through the website, mm-hmm. so orlandostrides.com is for our specifically Making Strides of Orlando. But we also have all of our Relay for Life events. And you can reach out through the website to find out how to volunteer. And all of the email addresses and phone numbers available on each website.
Okay. Are you going?
I will be there.
Are you dressing up?
You better believe it. All pink. I'm going to have some pink hair.
Joe's going to have pink hair.
Oh, yeah.
So, Valerie, how did your family take it when you were diagnosed?
I've got a great support system.
Yeah.
I've got a wonderful husband, my son, mm-hmm. a best friend who was with me at every doctor's appointment, taking notes and making sure I heard everything that was going on. I have just my extended family here. And unfortunately, my mother passed away 3 days after my diagnosis. So everybody stepped in. And it really, I have a great support system, even with my folks at work as well. So everybody really has been fantastic, and kudos to all of them to be the caregiver to somebody going through this.
Right.
We can never thank them enough.
Absolutely. What does it mean to you knowing that the American Cancer Society puts on events like this to help out people that are going through all of this?
It's invaluable. It's invaluable to know that because so many people are touched by breast cancer, whether it's a mother, a sister, a friend, there's so many more people out there that are affected, mm-hmm. that to have these services where people just don't know where to turn, it really makes a world of difference. So the support that they give, the resources, the education, the transportation, and all the knowledge that you can collect from the American Cancer Society does take a little bit of the burden off of yourself and the caregivers and everybody else. So it's really invaluable help and information rather than going into other directions on the internet. This is real specific, and right. there's no better place that you can find it.
Perfect. Now, go ahead, Bryn, tell us when, where, and the times of Making Strides Again.
Sure. So Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Orlando is coming up on October 27th. That is a Saturday morning. We have the pre-walk festivities starting at 7 a.m., where you can check in and start enjoying the face painting and everything that I mentioned. And then we have the official walk start at 9 a.m. on the dot.
Okay. How long does it last, roughly, do you know?
It varies. With such a large crowd, it's kind of a rolling start past right. the start line. But as they make their way over to Bumby, Central, Rosalind, mm-hmm. and then back over to Robinson, it should take maybe roughly an hour or so. Okay. But like I said, it's non-competitive 5K walk.
Are you guys going to have music or anything like that there?
Oh, yes. We've okay. got tons of entertainment available on our main stage, sponsored by Full Sail. And okay. then we have all of our entertainment stops along the route. So these are community members
awesome.
Who are dancers or in bands. We have some of our radio stations coming out. Mm-hmm. So we're excited. It's going to be a real community effort.
Great. What was I going to ask? Brain fart right there. For people who do show up and do want to make those donations, get a t-shirt, things like mm-hmm. that, do they have to do that before they show up to get a t-shirt?
So if you fundraise the minimum of $100, we are going to have extended office hours on Saturday, October 20th, mm-hmm. Tuesday, October 23rd, and Thursday, October 25th, where okay. you can come by the office if you have any cash donations to turn in or pick up your t-shirt at that time. That is to help you have a more enjoyable experience on event day with all the crowds. We will, of course, have our check-in tent where we have t-shirts available.
Okay.
But if you want to be able to do that in advance, that's definitely available to you.
Okay. Will people be able to make donations during the Making Strides?
They will, actually. So we're actually having something new this year where you can make credit card donations at
cool.
the walk. We're going to have some of our volunteers in our yellow t-shirts who are official ACS leadership designated volunteers. They are going to be accepting Apple Pay, major credit cards, and then we, of course, have our cash donations all around. So we'll have a Hope Garden, which is paper flowers. Kind of, you can purchase it in memory of a loved one or to celebrate a survivor. And those are going to be $1 each. So there's various opportunities for you to make a donation to Making Strides of Orlando that day.
Okay, perfect. And for those who cannot attend Making Strides, they can obviously get all the information on the site, cancer.org. Mm-hmm. Can they make their donations there too and support?
They absolutely can. So there are plenty of teams and participants that are fundraising on OrlandoStrides.com. Mm-hmm. So if you want to visit that website, you can make a donation right then and there. It's a very simple process.
Awesome. Valerie, what would you tell the community in regards to encouraging them to come out?
It's a community day. It's a celebration. It's a day of remembrance. It's a time to give back to the community. And it's a day filled with love. You know, the event is absolutely wonderful. I've attended in the past. It's very positive. It's well run, and it's you feel like you're giving back to the community once you come out. And it's for the family. And it's a great event just to come out for the morning and whether you're on a team, whether you're an individual, whether you just want to kind of come out and observe, it really makes for a great day.
That's awesome. You mentioned that you've done this before. Now, you've gone to it before you were even diagnosed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
So now it's a whole new meaning to you going.
It is a whole new meaning, and I'm really happy because we just met our team goal last night. Yay!
Congratulations!
Thank you. Thank you. So, yes, and I remember doing the walk, and I remember the enthusiasm of everybody coming out, dressing up, just looking to have a beautiful day, and we're hoping for some great weather.
Knock on wood.
A little bit cooler, and really everybody is just, it's a wonderful community event, and it's a feel-good event, and I encourage everybody to come on out.
Wonderful. Well, Bryn, Valerie, thank you guys so much for coming and telling us all about it, and for you for sharing your journey with us and how you've been through it. And
thank you.
I'm so excited that you're a survivor now.
And me too.
Rooting for you. So thank you guys again for coming, and hopefully we'll surpass 5,000 people.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us, Susie.
Thank you. Of course.